has been charged by the FA with misconduct after calling into question the integrity of the match official Mike Dean, as well as the head of the referees committee Mike Riley, after Chelsea lost at home to Sunderland last weekend. The Chelsea assistant coach William Farrar and Mikel Ramirez also faced charges from that match. Manchester United have rejected criticism from the League Managers Association that they had acted in an unprofessional manner in the way that they sacked David Moyes. Meanwhile, United midfielder Adnan Januzaj opted not to play for England in the future. Instead, he's chosen to represent Belgium. Formula One boss Bernie Ecclestone goes on trial in Munich today. He's facing bribery charges dating back to 2007. Ecclestone denies any wrongdoing. And Peter Moores officially starts his new job today as the head coach of the England cricket team.
This is BBC 5 Live on digital, online, smartphone and tablet.
Weather now, and rain's going to gradually continue northeastwards, clearing from many parts, but will stay lingering over Scotland, and that's going to brighten up a little later on. There'll be a few sharp showers overnight in the west, but otherwise it will become dry with clear spells around mist, fog and low cloud to form quite widely. There'll be highs of 8 in the southwest later on today.
What a season it's been.
Thank you for listening this Thursday morning, 4:06 on AM and FM around the UK, on digital and online. I'm Andy Crane, and we're up all night. I'm sure you're familiar with the phrase, crime.
They say every Israeli citizen, man, woman, and child, is a legitimate target. Now, if Abu Mazen, the Palestinian president, embraces this unreformed extremist Hamas, if he decides that he embraces that organization, what does that say about his commitment to peace and reconciliation?
Khaled Al-Gindi is a fellow at the Brookings Institute in Washington, D.C. He's also a former advisor to the Palestinian leadership.
It's true that we have seen a series of reconciliation agreements.